And so I heard Chris Hedges attribute words to Karl Popper he didn't say. And this in the context of other such recent incidents of seeming reference to thoughts harbored here in this radio show. A singular mention of Alice Miller. I had never heard her mentioned before. Directing you to not the book that we need to read of hers, but to a different one that focuses more on individual disharmony or I hate that word dysfunction, so let's just move on. You know, not for your own good, which points the finger squarely at the state and totalitarian ideology, as does Karl Popper focusing on Plato as the root of all totalitarian ideology. And he, in my mind, very accurately credits Plato instead of, for instance, Heraclitus, because Heraclitus doesn't appear to be duplicitous, consciously trying to produce propaganda as opposed to Plato. And then there was this panel of, I almost said, passel of pundits. Putting out the propaganda. There was a panel of pundits having a discussion on freedom of speech and what limits it. The point being, of course, to confirm its, if limited, existence. And the panel insisting on the need for we the people having our own conversations without ever saying what these conversations need to be and why. Just go talk with each other. Think the thoughts we give you. And I thought, what's going on here? If not power sending the message, of course we don't censor. Here's an example. See, there are no suppressed conversations. We encourage you guys. Go ahead, talk. We are all of us global humans, living in a moment when the story has to change, and we have a responsibility to think furiously. After which, what comes next?